Where were you living during the war, and how old were you at the time?
I was drafted at 27. I had five children. I was living in Rutland.
Tell me about your family. How did the war change life for your family?
Well, I'll tell you, I was in only just about 2 years, and then they discharged me because I had five kids, you know. And I think that's the reason I got an early discharge. But there was 27 of us that left Madison. We were all drafted, and the oldest, I mean the one that had the most children, was six. Had six children, and they drafted him even. Well, we all got out early that had the most kids, you know. They didn't want to pay us anymore, so.
Did you get paid more if you had more children?
Oh, yeah, well, we didn't get, my wife got a check, I think, of $185 a month, and I got 22 a month.
What did you think of your life during World War II? What things stand out most in your memory?
Oh, I'll tell you, they were rough. They were terrible, I thought. I spent one Christmas over there, and I cried all night. With five kids at home, you know.
Where exactly did you serve? Did you serve in the Pacific or did you serve in Europe?
Yeah, I was in Europe. I was in Belgium, and I was in Germany and Holland and France. Yeah, I was in the Battle of the Bulge.
Did you learn anything about yourself during the war that surprised you?
Well, yes, I did. I know it stopped me from boozing a lot.
What did you believe at that time was at stake in the war?
You know, we thought that was something different that they'd do that, but we forced to go, you know, and we thought probably, oh, it ain't so bad, but we found out different.
What specific details do you remember?
The sounds, you know, we were bombing, they were bombing us most of the time. 3,000 airplanes a night come over.
Did your war experience make you decide anything about the rest of your life, such as if I've survived this, I'll always do this, or I'll never do this?
Well, I thought of that a lot too, but you know, it's family at home, that's what I was worrying about.
How did you feel about the enemy you were fighting?
Well, I'll tell you really don't know. They probably had the same feeling as I had, you know. But of course, old Hitler, he made them go in there and.
Did you write home often?
Oh, yes, about once a week.
Did you describe what you were actually experiencing in your letters?
No, we were, you know, couldn't do that.
So after the war was over, was it possible for you to put it behind you completely?
Oh, no, it wasn't. But of course, you know, we were happy to be home, but very happy to get home and see our families and stuff.